So this is Kate Harness for 307 Net Radio. And when you look at your ballot paper this election on 8th of November or before, if you're absentee voting, you'll notice that there is a box for something called Amendment A. You may have heard of Amendment A, but this is what it is. It's a constitutional amendment which you're being invited to vote on, which would allow municipalities in Wyoming and other political subdivisions to invest in stocks, just like the state is already permitted to do so. So that's in to invest in the stock exchange. So to be clear, cities and counties and towns in Wyoming can already make what are relatively low-risk investments in the US Treasury bonds. But this amendment would open it up so that they could trade in publicly traded companies, which would allow them probably, potentially, a higher return. So US Treasury bonds typically yield around 1% to 4%, and the open public market can yield significantly more. But as you'll hear, for any ad or proposition for investing in the stock market, stocks can go up as well as down. So one of the reasons that this has come up on the agenda and is on the ballot for you is that Natrona County is spearheading this initiative. They sold a hospital and have hundreds of million or $100 million or more, which they are trying to reap a greater return on. So they're saying, as they advocate for this, that it will lead to greater returns than other investments, and it's a great alternative to raising taxes. But it leads to a lot of questions, and I've been joined today by Carla Bishop, our county treasurer, and also a member of the Wyoming County Treasurers Association, who's going to give her perspective on this and how she thinks it would work. Hello, Carla.
Hello there.
Thanks for joining us. So it could be perceived as quite a good idea to, rather than having to raise taxes, to invest a little bit of money that a local entity might have, a city might have, like a city of Buffalo, and get some higher returns on it by trading on the open market. What's your view?
We, as a County Treasurers Association, as well as myself, we are opposed to Amendment A. We do not believe that the stock market is a place for tax dollars to be invested in. We feel that there is too much risk, and safety is our number one priority when we are dealing with other people's money.
So why would it be risky?
Well, as we all know, the stock market, as you stated, it can go up, but it can also go down. And the only way that your funds can stay in a stock market is just that. They would have to be a permanent fund. And majority of counties or, I believe, municipalities, permanent funds are not something that we have. Most of our reserves, which are we all have some extent of reserves, they're earmarked for something specific. They are not there just to stay there permanently and never be touched.
Well, yeah, yes. I mean, the point of tax revenues is that they are going to be used for the purpose of providing services. So in Johnson County, how much liquidity would there be? I mean, if this was to pass, and even though you say that you're against it, would there be a benefit to Johnson County? Would there be money that you think could be invested?
All of our current funds are currently invested, and we have funds set aside for different entities such as the lake, as perpetual funds for those. I don't see a need for a stock market in Johnson County.
So what would you say to people, though, who say, well, they're invested right now, but why not take them out and put them in a potentially high-yielding investment fund?
Well, I can tell you that the state's stock portfolio its total return this calendar year to date is down 19.7%. We do not have that kind of revenue to be risking or losing.
Okay. So this is a view that the Wyoming County Treasurers Association have come out with, or is this just something that's your opinion as a experienced county treasurer yourself?
No, the Wyoming County Treasurers Association, all 23 counties, we are all in agreement that we are against Amendment A. We feel that our job is to handle the dollars safely, and each one of us believe that this is not a place that we should be. Amendment A is not the option that we need to be investing our funds in.
Okay, thank you. What do we know about how this would actually work in practice when you think about it? Would that mean that our county commissioners, say, or our city councilmen would be picking portfolios? What do we know about a mechanism for actually an investment should Amendment A pass and our county have money that is deemed appropriate to trade in that way? And invest in that way. How would that actually work? Do we know anything about that?
We do not know how that would work. We do know that that means that somebody else would be handling the portfolio, which means that a service fee on top of it would be then assessed. So there we would already be losing part of our funds because someone is going to manage that. And just like anything that the state manages, they do take a percentage off of the top of everything that's managed. And I don't know that we would even have the ability to pick and choose where it would be invested. Right now, I know the state has a WyoStar 2, which has a little more validity, which has been in the negative as well. And we don't have any say-so in where those funds are invested.
Can you explain what WyoStar is to us?
WyoStar is an investment fund that the state has that it gives you access to your funds immediately should you need them. But it is at a lower rate of return. Then a new WyoStar 2 was invented a few years back. And it does have a little more validity to it, but your money has to stay in there at a longer rate. Basically, what I see Amendment 3 of doing is that's just another step beyond what the WyoStar 2 is doing, but it's gone from Step 3 to Step 8 all in one giant step.
Okay, thank you for explaining that. So that's what to think about, really, is how could this work in practice and what would the cost association be? Is the risk worth the return, the potential return? And is it appropriate for local entities that have raised tax dollars, taxpayers' money, is it appropriate for them to be investing in a public market? Those are the things that need to be thought about. And, you know, as you decide whether you're going to vote yes or no, and one important point to note is that to pass, the majority vote has to be yes, and that not voting, a no vote is a no vote, as well as a marked no. So there is some significant conversation to be had with about this, and 307 Net Radio will be talking to proponents and advocates for Amendment A, and you can make up your own mind. Carla Bishop, thank you very much indeed as County Treasurer for Johnson County for talking to us about Amendment A.
Thank you.